بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. The last few weeks on the day of Jumu'ah we were discussing the virtues of Jumu'ah, certain etiquettes from the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq that we can respect and afford the respect to the day of Jumu'ah, fulfill all the etiquettes and the sunan of the day of Jumu'ah, and come early for the Jumu'ah Salah. And this we need to pass on to our families, our children, make them understand how to respect the masjid, how to respect the day of Jumu'ah. Inshallah, from this week, on a Friday, we will be discussing Masjidul Aqsa, very, very brief history of Masjidul Aqsa, the virtues of Masjidul Aqsa, significance, and before Qiyamah, the importance of Masjidul Aqsa. Masjid al-Aqsa is very close to our heart, mentioned in the Quran al-Majid, in the 15 Juz, Surah Bani Israel. Subhana alladhi asra bi'abdihi laylan min al-masjid al-haram ila al-masjid al-Aqsa. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about Masjid al-Aqsa. The land of Palestine is a blessed land, and it holds great significance and honor in the sight of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken a qasam on this land in the Quran al-Majid. Allah Ta'ala says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم والتين والزيتون وطور سينين. By the fig and the olive and by Mount Sinai. The commentators of the Quran mention that the fig and the olive in the above mentioned verse symbolize the lands of Palestine and Sham, where these fruits are grown in abundance. In other words, in this verse Allah Ta'ala is taking a qasam on the blessed lands of Palestine and Sham. Today what is known as Syria does not reflect the meaning of the word Sham. So Sham, according to the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam speaks about Sham, it's loosely translated as Syria, but modern day, present day Syria is not Sham, it is included in Sham. So Palestine is part of Sham, Jordan is part of Sham, the other areas also, they call it the Levant, so it's part of Sham. So whatever ahadith speak about Sham, they include all those lands. In another verse of the Quran al-Majid, while mentioning the miraculous journey of Mi'raj, Allah Ta'ala refers to the land of Palestine as the blessed land. Allah says, glorious is he who made his servant travel by night from Masjidul Haram to Masjidul Aqsa, whose surroundings we have blessed, so that we may show him some of our signs. He is all hearing, the all seeing. Masjidul Aqsa is the second masjid to be built on the face of the earth. Just as Allah Ta'ala blessed Nabi Adam alayhi salam with the honor of constructing Masjidul Haram, Allah Ta'ala blessed him with the honor of building Masjidul Aqsa. So who built Masjid al-Aqsa? It was Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. As Abu Zar radiallahu anhu says, I asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which was the first masjid that was built on the surface of the earth? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, Masjid al-Haram, the Kaaba Sharif in Makkah. I then asked, which was built next? And he answered, Masjid al-Aqsa. I then asked, what was the period of time that passed between the construction of both these masjids? And the reply was that it was 40 years. Adam alayhi salam built both the masjid, Masjid al-Haram and Masjid al-Aqsa, and there was 40 years between the construction of the two. There are many virtues reported regarding the land of Palestine. Allah Ta'ala has taken a qasam on these blessed lands in the Quran, as we have mentioned, and Allah Ta'ala made it the birthplace and the homeland of thousands of Anbiya alayhi salam. Allah Ta'ala made this land the center of hidayat for the Banu Israel. However, from all the abundant virtues and immense blessings that this land enjoys, the primary virtue is that this land has the honor of being the Qibla of the past Anbiya alayhimus salam, and it was the first Qibla of Islam up to about 16 to 17 months. It was the Qibla of Islam. Also, we understand the special virtue of Masjid al-Aqsa, that on the occasion of Mi'raj, all the Anbiya alayhimus salam gathered and performed salah there. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we make dua. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us Masjid al-Aqsa. Once again, grant the victory to the mujahideen, to the Muslims, And it will definitely come under our control, under the Muslim control eventually. But Allah Ta'ala remove all the difficulties of the Muslims that are around Masjid al-Aqsa in Gaza and throughout the world. SubhanAllah.